Welcome to the E-Commerce Badassery Podcast, the place for scrappy entrepreneurs who want to learn actionable steps and strategies to grow the traffic, sales, and profit in your e-commerce business. I'm your host, Jessica Totillo-Coster, a 20-year retail veteran and former brick-and-mortar boutique owner who spent 3 years as the only employee of a seven-figure online store. That shit was crazy. I know exactly how it feels to do all the things, and I'm sharing everything I learned the hard way so you don't have to. I may have started this business by accident, but supporting badass bosses like you lights me the fuck up, and I am so stoked to see you grow. Are you ready, babe? Let's roll. Welcome back to the E-Commerce Badassery Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Totillo-Coster. Today's episode is a bit bittersweet, as I've been anxious to share this news for a while, but I had to get some things settled behind the scenes before I could. And while I'm excited I finally get to say it out loud, it does mean that it's truly the end of an era. After 2 years of having Nicole as our ad strategist inside the Lounge membership, she's leaving to focus on growing her agency and her newly launched e-commerce business. While I'm sad to see her go, I'm super excited to bring in our new ad coach, Anna Shipley. Anna is a former e-commerce business owner who sold her store in 2019 and now offers done-for-you ad services for other e-commerce business owners through her boutique agency, Flourish Digital. I'm thrilled to have her because, like me, she truly understands what it feels like to be you running your own e-commerce business, and she's super invested in her own growth. She's part of another program that teaches the latest and greatest in ads, so she's learning from her peers and really has her finger on the pulse of what's happening. I'm just so grateful that she's going to be sharing all of her wisdom and support with us in the lounge. But this episode isn't just about Anna. She'll be on the show in a couple of weeks, schooling us on what we need to know about ads in 2024. That will go live on March 26th. And she'll be officially active in the lounge starting on April 1st. No, this is not an April Fool's joke. Current lounge members, don't worry, you'll continue to have access to Nicole through the end of March, and you'll never be without ad support. Plus, you're going to get all-in ad support from Anna. She'll be a part of our happy hour calls, there's going to be a dedicated thread for you to ask your ad questions, and you can still book one-on-one velvet rope calls with her. Also, if you're listening to this in real time and miss the memo, we have a virtual meet and greet with her tomorrow. Check the events calendar in the lounge for details. While this transition is bittersweet, and the reason you didn't see a launch event for the lounge in January, it has sort of come at a good time. At the end of last year, I was already starting to think about what the program was going to look like moving forward, and part of that was making an unexpected platform switch that would make it easier for me to facilitate some of the ideas I had. So essentially, we're entering the age of the Lounge 2.0. I don't have all the logistics figured out just yet, but I'll be focusing on facilitating more connections between the members, providing more high-touch support through focused sprints and challenges, and a few other ideas I have up my sleeve that I'm not quite ready to share yet. While it does feel a bit premature to talk about these changes since I don't have it all figured out, with the change of ad support and the introduction of Anna, it just made sense to make all these announcements at once. This additional high-touch support is also going to come with a price increase. I'll share more about that in the coming weeks, but you'll have plenty of time to lock in the current price of $47 per month. Current lounge members, you're already locked in for as long as you remain a member. While this episode was a lot more about me and what's been going on behind the scenes at E-Commerce Badassery, there are definitely a few business lessons to be learned and general reminders from this experience. Number one, change is inevitable. The only thing you can control is how you navigate through it. I'm reminding myself that entrepreneurship, like life, is more about the journey than the destination. And the more we can roll with the punches, the better off we'll be. Two, I kind of hate this saying, but it's true. When one door closes, another one opens. As I said earlier, I'm sad to see Nicole go, and I wish her nothing but the best. But having her move on to other things opened up the possibility for me to meet Anna, and I couldn't be more thrilled to have her as a biz friend and part of the lounge. And number three, you can do hard things. I know it doesn't always feel like it, but you've already done hard things and come out on the other side, and you will continue to do hard things successfully. And on that note, that's a wrap. I'm so excited for everything to come in 2024, and I'm grateful you're here for the ride. Make sure to follow the show on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss what's to come. Have a kick-ass rest of your day, and I'll see you on the flip side, friend. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to learn more about growing your e-commerce business, get started with my free resource library at ecommercebadassery.com/free-stuff and get an invite to The Lounge, my e-commerce marketing membership. When you're ready for one-on-one support, apply to work with me at ecommercebadassery.com/apply. Before you go, would you do me a quick favor? Leave a rating and review and tap that follow button. This pushes me up the chart so I can support more scrappy e-commerce entrepreneurs just like you. I'm on a mission to reach as many as I can, and I could really use your help. Thanks so much in advance. Until next time, e-commerce friend, stay badass.